Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there, forming the day's finest news bricks into a stupa. Sloping roofs with upturned edges in accordance with cosmic mandala beliefs to create for you the glorious 10th century Dvaravati pagoda that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, just sometimes, I scavenge the planks from an old loading pallet to prop up against a downed power line, cover it all with a stolen construction tarp, and cower under the stained, vagrant's lean-to of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
It's a shot of adrenaline. It's a cardiac needle of adrenaline straight to the heart. Meanwhile, in her new documentary, Jennifer Lopez said that sharing the Super Bowl halftime show with Shakira was the worst idea in the world. Coincidentally, also the original tagline for Gigli. Meanwhile, great news, Dickens cosplayers. Deadly Victorian diseases are on the rise due to anti-vaccine sentiment. Doctors are seeing the return of whooping cough, measles, typhoid, scarlet fever, diphtheria, and mumps. Thanks, anti-vaxxers. Really looking forward to getting laid up with a case of bilious dropsy. Sorry, I can't make it to your wedding. My aunt did her own research, and now I have Scrivener's ague. But my barber is leeching me as fast as he can. Meanwhile, Netflix has greenlit Squid Game Season 2. Great. Come on, yeah. Now they can finally win all the squid. I never finished it. Saw some, got sad. Goodbye. Meanwhile, yesterday saw the slowest home run pitch in Major League Baseball history. See, the Chicago Cubs were down 17-3. Against the Yankees. And after burning through four pitchers, the Cubs said, screw it, and put in first baseman Frank Schwindel, who threw this 35-mile-per-hour pitch.
Roberts tried to bring in a position player. High fly ball off the bat of Higashioka. Did he get it? Oh, he got it.
Now, I'm no baseball player. And neither, apparently, is Frank Schwindel. Meanwhile, there's news from the world of British sports, because a man has won the Powis race, a race that pits man against horse over a 22.5-mile course in Llanerdydd Wells, Powis, Wales. It is spelled that way. It is spelled that way up there because the very first event was won by the horse and its prize was naming the town. Llanerdydd. Meanwhile, to cut down on public urination, the Boston subway system is placing urine detection sensors in four downtown elevators. Wow. The Boston subway has elevators? Here in New York, we just have these porta potties that move up and down, and they're what? Oh my God. Apparently, the elevators were selected based on how often people were peeing in the cabs. You see, in Boston, they call elevators cabs, which can be confusing for all the Red Sox fans peeing in taxis. Meanwhile, hot trend alert. Whoop. The new cool thing is caviar bumps, in which a dollop of the fish roe is eaten, not snorted, off the back of one's hand. Perfect for anyone who wants a hobby that says, when the revolution comes, I wonder which wall they're gonna line me up against to shoot. One caviar bump enthusiast said, people used to get high off of drugs. Now we're getting high off the food. Caviar is the new cocaine. It's gonna be weird for the teens. Dad, I swear, I'm just holding this mother of pearl spoon for a friend. I've never even seen those blinis and creme fraiche before. Meanwhile, in sex insurance news, Geico might have to pay a woman who got HPV after sex in an insured car. Was she confused about how insurance works? No, baby, we don't need to wear condoms. I have a collision liability waiver. Now, Geico is appealing, but the woman has already been awarded $5.2 million because she said she contracted a sexually transmitted disease while having sex in the car of a man who was insured by the company. Man, you know the sex is good when after you're done, you have to exchange insurance information. That is... that is more than a fender bender. Meanwhile, hearts are aflutter after Chris Evans' Boston accent slipped out during an interview, sparking thirsty internet reactions. Here's a taste.
We got the mustache without the mustache.
All right, what do you prefer, mustache or no mustache? Be honest.
You know what?
Be honest.
Personally? Ooh. I would totally do it with him in a car parked on Harvard Yard. Especially if insured by that lizard from Geico.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.